listening to ESL Talk, a podcast made for English teachers by English teachers.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another new episode of ESL Talk. Thank you again for joining us for a brand new episode here in season 6, and we're now in our second episode. Last week's episode with Hannah was a fantastic way to kick off season 6 of ESL Talk, and I can already see it's been downloaded in its thousands, so thank you so much for your support. It's really amazing to see our growth since we started a couple of years ago. In the episode today, we're actually going to talk about how you don't need to be advanced to communicate. And in this episode, we're going to show that language barriers are no match for genuine connections. As teachers, we generally like to make connections with our learners, and we like to use the foundation of strong relationships to help build learning and help grow our students, as well as develop our own skills as well. So our guest is going to be Earl, who is going to share with us how she learns English, how she stays motivated, and some tips and advice that she would give to teachers who want to empower and motivate their learners to do the same. Just a quick shout out for our socials. If you haven't yet joined us on Instagram, you can join us at ESL Talk Podcast. There you can see previews of upcoming episodes, little snippets of previous episodes, as well as information about all our guests. You can also follow the links there to apply to be a guest, listen to all the previous episodes, and also find our website. On the topic of our website, you can just directly go to esl-talk.com to visit our website, and you can click Be a Guest if you'd like to be a guest on an upcoming episode. We have a lot of fantastic interviews scheduled, but if you'd like to share your story or talk about your area of English teaching, which you're passionate about, then we'd love to have you on the podcast. As always, don't forget to support our sponsors, esl-curriculum.com. where we have access to 600 plus interactive, off-the-shelf, ready-to-teach lessons and material. There's now been the addition of games as well, so you can take your lessons to a whole new level, add extra activities, more fun and engaging activities, and hopefully build your teaching skills at the same time. And don't forget, you are covered for kids' English, business English, IELTS, speaking, and a lot more. Just go to esl-curriculum.com to start your free 2-week trial. All right, with the preamble out of the way, let's get into today's interview with our special guest, Earl. You can follow her on Instagram at Earl Grey in Seoul, and the information is in the description too. And in this interview, we're going to talk about the fact that you don't need to be advanced to communicate, which is a real barrier for a lot of our learners. So there's hopefully a lot of mindset ideas, concepts, and different perspectives that we can bring into our own teaching practice. So let's get started. Here we go.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, all. Thank you for joining us today on ESL Talk.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure to have you. We've actually talked quite a lot back and forth about learning languages and exchanging different things. And, you know, I know that you're very active on social media. You post some really great content. And I think it's really nice to get a perspective of a learner, and not just always a teacher, but also you teach as well. So we'll get into that. So Earl, can you tell me a little bit about your journey learning English so far, and maybe a little bit about yourself, please?
Yeah, I've been learning English over 7 years. I started learning English just for fun, 7 years ago. But now I'm learning English to teach others, because I felt, I've experienced wonderful feelings when speaking English, when communicating with people in English. So, that's me. And
And as well, just to give a little bit of context, you know, I lived in Korea. I worked in Korea. You know, most children do learn English, or they start learning English from quite a young age, right? But I think it's not very strictly studied, or it's not the biggest priority. Would that be correct or not?
Their parents would want their kids to speak English fluently because of their future. to get a better job, or something like that. Strictly, you could say that, but I'm not sure, because I'm not a parent.
No, that's okay. I just noticed that across, you know, a lot of across the society, you know, some people really study it seriously and they really get to a good level. Others kind of, they study it in school and they forget most of it, or they don't use it. So I was just curious about your experience, because you said the last 7 years. So I'm assuming you didn't really retain or remember much from school.
No. Yeah. When I started learning English, it's just the baby level.
The basics, the alphabet and some basic things. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
The one thing I always hear from all Koreans is, "Hello, how are you? I'm fine, thank you. And you?" Yes, it's like the most common phrase that I hear, but I understand that that's kind of the first thing that you learn, so it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, nowadays, obviously, you said you've been learning seriously for the last 7 years. You know, I think all of us can relate as language learners that we lose motivation quite quickly, and sometimes we can, you know, we get distracted by other things. So how do you stay motivated and enthusiastic about learning English?
Oh, yeah, I was a Brit. Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't know. Yeah, the affection towards English is unbelievable. Yeah, for me as well. I just love speak English and communicate with people. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, to be honest, I don't know how to be constantly motivated. Maybe friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Community. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah. Yeah. And through learning English, through going through this process, you know, can you think of any specific times or any experiences where, you know, using English and learning English, how did this make an impact on your life, or how did this help you connect with other people?
Yeah, I actually, since I started posting about my English journey, I've met people who have a positive mindset. And I've learned how to live from my English journey. So before learning English, before meeting the friends who have positive mindset, I was quite negative. But since then, I'm just trying to communicate with them more closely. So yeah, my English, yeah, since then, just it became more meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything has more meaning when you can communicate to a better standard and to a higher level. That makes a lot of sense. I can resonate with that. Mm-hmm. When I was in Korea, it took me a while to start learning Korean, but mm-hmm. once I got to a good level, I could really, you know, build strong relationships with colleagues and friends and do more things and get more out of life as a result. Yeah. So I definitely agree with that, Earl. So what advice would you give to, you know, students, English learners who might feel discouraged or overwhelmed? Because teachers say motivating students is a real challenge. So from your side, what advice would you give them?
You know, in South Korea, there's little chance to speak English, right, in daily life. But I think the one of most significant difficulties in having conversation with people in English is fear.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, what if they consider me stupid or not enough because of the grammar mistakes or my accent, pronunciation? Yeah, but that's not true, I think. Yeah, those thoughts just block and disrupt the connection. We need connection between people. Yeah, for me, fluency means the ability to truly connect with others in the target language, even though I make a lot of mistakes. And I've been making mistakes.
Yeah, but mistakes is a part of learning and you know, taking chances to speak as much as you can. That is how we learn. We learn through doing and we learn through making mistakes. So I think that's great advice. And, you know, a lot of teachers that listen, you know, to the podcast, they do work with Korean students and they say, like, I wish I could get them to open up more. I wish I could get them to say more, to, you know, speak more, but it's very difficult. So, you know, trying to promote that mindset of, you know, just say what you can, do what you can, try your best, and don't be worried about making mistakes. I think that's really important. So,
I've came across this phrase, express yourself. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that. Express yourself. Not just, not say others' words. Say your words, your language.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And speaking another language, you are expressing a part of yourself in another language. You know, you're expressing your personality, your perspective on life, and everyone communicates differently, which is the beautiful part. Because if everyone spoke the same, life would be very boring, wouldn't it? Obviously through this journey, Earl, you know, I noticed in your content you really draw from lots of different places in terms of music, TV, movies, books, literature. So could you share some of your favorite resources or techniques that have helped you on your journey with learning English?
As you mentioned, a lot of things helped me. But if I choose a few, journaling and Instagram content, and more importantly, you need to, or they need to be surrounded by English environment.
Yes.
And think in English and just use English. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. So teachers will say this to their students, and I say this to my students, think in English. So let's imagine you're a Korean student and I'm a teacher and I say, oh, think in English. What does that actually mean? How would you explain this process?
Yeah. Since I can structure, I can make a sentence, I started journaling. Yeah. And journaling helped me to improve my writing skill. Yeah, absolutely. And even speaking skill. The reason is writing is express myself, especially journaling. And, you know, it's not different for me. One of my habits is mumbling. Yeah, this is, thinking in English, mumbling. Just when you are alone, like on the street, walking on the street, you can mumble in English. Just imagine the possible situation and talk with your not your real friend, but I made one of my imaginary friend, and I enjoyed now as well, and I'm enjoying the conversation with my imaginary friend.
That's lovely. And people might see that as strange or surreal, but actually you're just getting thoughts out into space. And once those thoughts are out and you say things, you can make better sense of them and understand them more clearly. So that approach. It's really, really unique. So tell me then about a time, when have you used certain phrases or words or slang in a unique or an unexpected situation? Can you think of any times where you thought, I'm never going to use this, but it came up? Or you heard something where you thought, what is this? But you actually found the meaning of it. Can you think of any examples?
I think it's a Cockney slang. Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe, but the rhyme.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. This is a very expert element of English learning is specific regional vocabulary, and Cockney rhyming slang is extremely difficult.
And Barney, argument. I had an argument and Barney Rubble. It came from the trouble.
Yes.
Barney Rubble trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a really interesting one. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and
again, you know, people do use these, but to really get to that length is very interesting. But I do like that angle, Earl, because using phrases like this and teaching some of this, even if it's not really that useful on a daily basis, it's great for building that passion and enthusiasm and just to get you thinking a little bit, because a little bit of fun can really help. Okay. So you said you know within the community you've met a lot of great people, you've had some really great connections with different people. So how has your English study and your ability to communicate, how has this influenced your relationships? You know, what kind of people have you met that you thought you would never meet, or what kind of connections have you made that you thought you would never make?
You know, actually I'm quite introvert. In Korea, the Korean version of me, I have lit a few, no, a few, actually few friends. But I decided to show me to others when I started posting about my English journey. So I've been trying to connect with people, because the first reason is I really want to improve my English speaking skill and listening skill. So I just, you know, on Instagram, it's possible to meet everyone, actually. So, and when I come across really good content and especially meaningful for me, I always leave comment.
Mm-hmm.
And it it becomes a connection with them. So then we can be friends. And I've learned a lot from them. Yeah. Especially when they deal with positive things.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved it. Yeah.
Perfect. That's really nice. That's a great message. So through your content, through your videos, through, you know, your posts and things on social media, what message do you hope to convey to other English learners that are going through that process and going through this struggle of learning a new language?
I think I'm an intermediate learner. Yeah. And most people can face the intermediate plateau at this level, but we're human, so we can make mistakes. So just embrace there's fluctuation, and it is the point where the life and language journey are similar.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah. So even if you face the walls, it's okay. It's very normal. So just embrace the fluctuation and accept we're human. So just keep going.
Good message. I think the plateau is a real issue, because a lot of learners get to that B2 level. They're able to do most things in English and communicate in many ways, but they reach that level and they think, oh, it was really easy to get from A1 to A2, A2 to B1. It was a little bit harder to get from B1 to B2, but that really advanced proficiency, the C1, C2 levels, those take a really long time, and those are the hardest to achieve. So people give up and they feel like, I can't do this. But I like your message of be okay with where you are and just keep going, and eventually you'll break through those walls and those barriers. Yeah. And actually, you know, one thing I always teach and always try to say to students is, it doesn't matter if your English is not perfect or your English is not fluent, because I always hear, I want to speak like a native. And I ask, what does that mean? No one can really answer. Or they say, I want to be fluent. And I say, what does that mean? We have to be practical and realistic and be human. So I like that human approach. Oh, that's a really good message to share.
Yeah.
And I love as well that you're always so positive and passionate about learning English.
Yeah.
You know, what are some, you know, methods or some things that you do to always approach English in such a positive and passionate way? Like, what are you doing differently to a lot of others who might struggle and get demotivated?
I think I've been trying to find some new thing to enjoy, because humans can be different by the environment at that moment. So sometimes I really like reading books. But sometimes I really like reading articles, or watching news, or watching Netflix. So just keep trying to find new ways to learn.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yes, yes. There's so many different ways. And I think you're right, because some people might say, oh, I just want to learn from a textbook. Why would you want to do that? You know, some people might say, oh, I just want to watch movies and TV. Well, these are all useful ways on their own, but they're only one piece of the jigsaw, right? You need all the different pieces, and you need to keep working on that. I always kind of picture like a jigsaw puzzle, thousands of pieces, and we've got to put them all in the right place. But yeah, I think
I love that.
I think that's really interesting what you've said as well about try all these different ways, find what works for you, and try to keep looking for different and new and unique ways to access and learn English as well. So throughout the last 7 years, obviously you've really, you know, dedicated yourself to learning and teaching as well. So what are some of the most unexpected or surprising benefits you've experienced through learning English?
Oh yeah, actually I have an experience in Japan. I bought train tickets from the airport to the city and from the city and to the airport. But I used it wrong at the airport. But I didn't know that because I just nobody cared at that moment, the staff. So I just used it wrong, and I didn't know that. And when I tried to use the other one, the staff was like, "No, this one is not the one. You have to buy another ticket." But I had no money left, and my credit card didn't work there, and I'm pressed for time because of the flight, you know. Okay, I can speak English and I can communicate with them, so just explain what happened to me. So yeah, anyway, so yeah, they understood me, and they arranged a new ticket for me, so I'm here.
But yeah, perhaps if it wasn't for you taking the time to learn English, then that might not have happened. So it gave you a very unique opportunity. So that's great. And I agree. I think for me, when I was living in Korea and speaking Korean as much as I could, I would get so much free food, which was very nice. I would get lots of service, as they called it, because they were like, wow, you understand, or you're making an effort, or you want to try this, we'll give you extra, we'll give you free things. I don't know if they just said that to try to make me feel special. I don't know. Maybe they did that for everybody, but that was one benefit I noticed as well, which was great.
Yeah.
So I know you connect with a lot of learners and a lot of teachers as well, Earl. What are some misconceptions that people might have about language learning, and how do you kind of address them, or how do you communicate them to your followers and to the people in your community?
Misconception about learning English. Yes, definitely. Yes. You don't need to move out of your country.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
I thought so. Yeah, I thought so. But yeah, it's changed because we can use internet and we can make our worlds online. Like me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Absolutely.
You can meet everyone on Instagram, and why not? Yeah, you can make friends and you can talk in English. Yeah, that is an excuse.
Yes, I think so. I would agree with that. I think it definitely makes it easier, and it might make things a bit quicker because you're immersed more if you move to another country. But having said that, it is possible to learn from your home country. Now, one challenge, one problem, one complaint, I guess, that I hear from a lot of teachers is, well, lots of students want to learn English, but they don't want to pay for classes, or they don't want to pay for materials, or they don't want to pay for content. They want everything free. Would you say that's actually true? Would you agree with that or not?
Yeah, you could say that. You could say that. Because people, even though they have enough money, they don't like paying their money to learn another language. Yeah, that's true. But in my experience, I needed to improve my English faster. So I started working with a tutor, and then the progress became faster.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I would totally, you know, I would totally agree with what you've said in terms of there was lots of great free materials. There's lots of free, great content. The way I try to explain this is think about you're going on a journey from one place to another place. Now, the free stuff, that's walking. It's going to take a very long time, and you can get there, but it's going to take a very long time. You can maybe then take the bus, which is, you know, a few dollars, $5 or $6 maybe for a book or some material. Maybe then you can take a train, a little bit more comfortable. Maybe that's $10, $15, $20. You can drive a car, you can take a plane. So again, try to connect it that way. Everyone has a journey, everyone has a budget. The way that I always communicate with other teachers is think about the problem that you solve as a teacher and the way you can help them to grow or to achieve their goals. It's something that I understand from the teacher's side and also from the student side as well. But definitely it's something that needs to be addressed. And I'm glad I got your perspective on that as well. Yeah. So that is true.
Actually, in terms of teaching, I use my journaling in teaching. Because it helps me to find their needs.
Yes. 100%.
Because everyone's different.
Absolutely. Everyone does learn differently. I agree. And again, this is another thing that we see a lot with the, you know, the teachers that I speak to and the teachers that listen is how do I create the right program that meets the needs of my learner and make sure that they can learn in the right way and make progress. That's what it's all about, is making progress. So that's really important as well. And I love this idea of journaling. I know you're a huge advocate of it. So I will ask you to share how our listeners can connect with you and follow your content. Because Earl does talk a lot about journaling and how it helps her on her journey. So how can our listeners connect with you? Where's the best place to find you online?
On Instagram. Definitely.
And your ID, your handle is?
Yeah, my handle is Earl Grey in Soul.
Earl Grey in Soul. Earl Grey like the tea and then in soul, soul as in the city, not the soul of our body. But yes, I will definitely put that. So if you check the description underneath, you'll see that you can follow Earl and see her amazing and inspiring content. And hopefully, you know, as a teacher, you know, listening today, it's hopefully helped you understand a little bit more about the journey that students go through and the difficulties that they face. And the fact that, you know, in 7 years, it might not seem like a long time and you might not think my English is not that good. I'm not that great in English, but the fact you've been able to come and have a conversation discussing this for 30 minutes is something really incredible. So you should celebrate that and you should reflect on that as a positive, because I'm sure our teachers have learned a lot from listening, Earl. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, so that was the interview with Earl. Thank you so much, Earl, for joining us and for giving us your insights into the ways that you learn. Again, as someone who's only been learning English 7 years, I think it was amazing for her to be able to join us and to speak so passionately and so knowledgeably about her process. I hope we learned a lot from it. So before we sign off, don't forget to subscribe for new episodes, which are released every Wednesday, and they are available on your podcast player of choice. Also, you can check out our website, esl-talk.com, where you can get all our previous episodes for free just by going to the website. And then, of course, don't forget to give us a follow on Instagram at esl-talk-podcast, where you can find out a little bit more about each episode. That is it for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening, and we will speak to you and see you next week for another brand new episode of ESL Talk. Bye-bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe for even more ESL teaching content.